Release Reputation Taylor's Version now. Henshin! This is Henshin Fever. I'm one of your hosts, Chance.
And I'm your other host, Cameron, and I was really feeling that.
I was trying to sound like an old man henshining.
Uh-huh. Well, that's when you go, Henshin! But that's from Geats. You're being Kamen Rider Wind.
I was being Fuga.
Black Bahamut, which is such a sick name. You should have been Kamen Rider Black Bahamut.
Doesn't Fuga mean wind? Let's just... I thought it did, or maybe it's Fuji? Fujin?
Wind in Japanese. Kaze. You know, like kamikaze.
Oh, yeah. But there's another word for it, I thought. Oh, maybe... Okay, Fujin is the god of the wind. But that's still not Fuga. Okay, I'm just wrong. I'm just wrong entirely.
It does look like it's a type. Fuga is a variation of the word wind.
Does it?
But this is saying eggs, so, you know.
It's, you know.
But what I really was laughing at was because at one point, Ringi says, Daddy Kamen Rider. and I was like, why couldn't he just be Kamen Rider Daddy? I know why. I was like, I get it. That this wouldn't happen. This shouldn't happen. But it'd be hilarious if it did.
Hi, everybody. This is a Kamen Rider podcast.
Kamen Rider Daddy.
Just general tokusatsu podcast. There was a new Kamen Rider introduced in one of the episodes today. Kamen Rider Win.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't quite gotten there yet, but we're already talking about it.
You mean Kamen Rider Daddy?
Yeah, it's Kamen Rider Daddy, also known as Kamen Rider Win.
Yeah, he showed up, was really cool, and then went away maybe forever.
I don't think forever. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We
always do.
But yeah. Let's... Just because I have less to say about it, let's get Boom Boomger out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, so we also recently watched episode 3 of Bukuage Sentai Boom Boomger. Mm-hmm. Still so fun to say.
It is. It's so fun
to say. And very fun to watch.
It's terrific. I love everything about it. I wish I didn't, but I do.
And seriously, it's so funny.
It is.
Like, it is genuinely funny.
I fully agree.
Like, I was cracking up when they're all looking at each other going, Which we'll get to.
It's so strange to me. I think this is... probably the first time that Pink has ever been in, like, the main character.
Uh-huh.
But she clearly has been these 3 episodes. And I don't hate it.
No, it's great. It's wonderful.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. And just the way that the world is, like, viewed through her lens.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as everything is, like, being revealed about the world with the audience, we're learning it alongside Pink. Which I just think is very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's learning how all of this, like, works. And Red is so fun. He's just this awesome guy who just kind of believes everything's going to work out his way. And Tent generally does.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Must be nice. I'll be interesting to see if they do, like, a breakdown of his character later. Like if we get to see a hopeless Red. Or if it's always going to be like, that was my plan all along.
Easy to say.
A little Ukiyo Ace-like.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I'm loving the show. There's not a ton to say about it. I mean, there's a monster. They fight it. They beat it, and then they dance.
And they dance. Black Ranger the police officer?
I believe it is, yes.
It looks like him.
Yeah, I got that today, too. And he also takes up the fourth spot. like when they're doing the character portraits, mm-hmm. like you have the three, it shows them both like, I'm going to use Power Rangers terminology, but it shows them both like civilian and morphed.
Uh-huh.
And then like he's next, and then the guy that we already know is going to be orange.
Uh-huh.
So I noticed that.
It'd be really awkward if he wasn't orange.
Yes. Yes, it would.
Actually, in the next episode, he dies.
and the girl is orange.
It's real weird.
I know that we already know that there's going to be a sixth ranger who's going to be Violet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it's the girl that showed up at the end of this episode.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if it was her. But I just am not familiar enough with these series to know if they would like introduce them that early.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a question. And it would be the first time there would be a solo female Sixth Ranger. There's been a couple of female Sixth Rangers that are like pairs.
Uh-huh.
In the series that was adapted into Power Rangers RPM, it was a brother and sister who were a gold and silver ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of filled that sixth ranger role.
Do we know this because of toys?
I think leaks probably. I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into it because I don't want to be spoiled.
Yeah, I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a toy listing for it on Tokulectables. Hashtag not sponsored. Hashtag could be sponsored. I've seen... there's an ad for it, but there's no picture. And I don't believe there's been a picture online or anything, just like fans.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there has been. But yeah, lately in Sentai, there's been this trend of like, yes, a sixth ranger, like we kind of know it. Like if you've watched any Power Rangers, you know there's often a sixth ranger.
Yeah.
Your Tommies. Your Jasons and Zeo, all that. But lately there's been a trend of like having a sixth ranger and also like a seventh like rival, like who starts out and is pretty antagonistic towards the team and then eventually joins them.
Which she could fit that role if she's, I don't know. I know nothing about her.
Yeah, we don't.
It seems like she's like, who are these Power Rangers? Boom, mm-hmm. Who are these boom boongers? They're such a menace.
Yeah. Yeah. When I saw her, I was just like, oh, I hope we have a female Sixth Ranger, but obviously.
Yeah, we have no idea.
We saw her for 2 seconds.
We know nothing.
But there is only one girl on this team, so.
Mm-hmm. Need another. A whole girl team. A whole team of girls.
I don't think that the Japanese are ready for that, even though I want them.
I mean, I don't think the Americans are ready for that either.
No. No,
they kind of suck though. So,
but yeah, so very fun. Not a ton to say. The villain's hologram spewing fire at his lackeys was funny.
Uh huh. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. It seems like how quickly those two, like the main hash aliens, have like just backed into the comic relief corner.
Yes.
And they're just like firmly there.
Mm-hmm.
Is interesting. I just thought it was fun again, just seeing the world kind of through Pink's perspective as she takes on this task to deliver this mirror for this mm-hmm. little boy to his grandma. But then Red's like, "You took the job. You got to do it yourself." Mm-hmm. And she gets a bicycle and is like riding the bicycle.
mm-hmm.
And it's very funny. How it all kind of plays out.
It is. And, you know, I still think the tire face is stupid. But it's really growing on me, and so are the suits. Like, when they did the finishing slash thing where they all, like, pose at the end, I'm like, okay, fine. You guys look badass.
It works. It just tire works.
Faces and all.
There's an earnestness to it.
There's an earnestness to it. It annoys the pants off of me, but I'm coming around.
Yeah. But I just really appreciated the way it like played with your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's riding the bike and they're fighting the boss, and then she like stops and like looks over her shoulder, and you're like, oh, she realizes there's trouble and she's going to go to the trouble, and they're fighting, and then she's just riding by, went the wrong way. Oh, and like, and then like comes back. She's like, nope, I guess I got turned around. Then the monster's following her, and Red's just like, just instinctually, she acted as a decoy to pull the monster away so we could save the police officer, blah, 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 blah. And Blue's like, I guess you're right. And then they get to her, and she's like, no, I genuinely thought you had it handled.
Yeah,
and she was like, trying to do what you asked me to do.
The monster, so I could finish my job.
And then that's when the whole like, it's like five or six hmms. But it's just like they let that moment hang, like that moment of comedy of them saying in just a delightful way.
They really did. It's really, so far the show has been really something special.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because with each passing episode, I become one step closer to buying their main like side weapon.
Good, as you should. I also appreciated it when the three of them were fighting the monster together, and they're like doing the moves, and like, you know, Blue and Red are very in sync because they've been at this for a while. But then Pink would do stuff, and then Blue or Red would just like move her ever so slightly. Like, he'd be like, duck down, step to the side, like as he's fighting and like just maneuvering her around. It was just like very charming, but also very cool. But it just like establishes how Red and Blue work so well together, and how Pink is like adding something to the mix that they need, because they needed her to beat the monster.
Yeah. And she's the one who gets to do the jump up and smack down hit.
Yeah. Which was cool.
I mean, $65. That's a lot. It's not like ridiculous. Not
a lot, a lot. That's not the nearly $300 perfect grade Gundam.
No, it's not.
So you can look at it that way.
The community around like Sentai weapons is really cool. Like, there is already, I am sure, a blade you can buy and a tutorial video to make it full size instead of the little nubbin that it would be. Maybe. I'll consider it. But yes, Boom Booger, really something special. Not much to talk about, I don't think. Like,
no.
A lot of funny things happen.
It's just like it's falling within the formula that was established in the first two episodes, which I feel like is important. Yeah. It's episode three.
But it also, like, not a lot needs to happen. Like, it's just really good tokusatsu. Like, the fights are entertaining. They're funny. Like, what's going on is a little childish, but not like insulting to your intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's playing with expectations and it's funny. If they throw in a few dramatic turns here and there, this could really be.
Yeah, it's like they're fighting a clock monster, and when he's big, and they're big in the Bundorio Bunderes Zord, and they're like, we need to unscrew him, just like they did in the first episode, and they try, and like the screws are all stripped from this big grandfather clock, and it's all rusted, and they're like, why isn't it working? They're rusted. And he's like, it's because I'm so old.
I forgot about that, but yeah, that's very funny.
I'm so old.
And then I really thought that the Boom Boom Classic was a lot of fun. It was a cool looking car.
It was. It's car sword.
Yeah, they have. They've made the extension already. For the toy.
Well, yep, there it is.
The community, they're on it. Proud of them. Good job, guys. Good job. Anyway, yeah, great show. Loving it. Excited to see where it goes. I stayed to watch the whole dance this time.
I did not.
Did you watch it last time? Because I didn't watch it last time.
I did not.
Cameron, you gotta watch the whole dance. Come on.
I just couldn't. I need to open up my heart.
You do. It's fun.
I'm not too good for it.
No. Why would you?
I'm just saying. I'm. No, this is just sort of my own internal monologue.
Oh, okay.
I'm not too good for it. I need to just watch it.
I think it's interesting that they kind of have the characters stay in character for the dance.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they just typecast really well, but like Red still got the smirk the whole time. Like even while he's dancing, Blue looks all business.
Mm-hmm.
Pink is just like so happy and go lucky.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh, I enjoy that they like stay all in character for this.
Yes, it's good for them. If I'd watched it, we have no idea how Orange and Black act, except Orange likes candy.
We know how Orange acts.
Yes, I guess he likes candy and probably money.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I'm really interested. I'm really interested to see when Orange and Black will join the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see if they'll join it like both at once. Like Orange makes sense that he'll join the team. I don't really understand why Black would yet. I mean, we're right at the beginning, but it's interesting because like Orange and Black have been part of all the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're obviously going to be, in my mind, and this could be totally wrong, but they're obviously going to be like pretty early
additions
to the cast, you would think, because like they're already in the opening. You see their suits in the ending dance.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think they're not going to wait that long. I don't know.
It's hard to say.
So I'm excited about now, Boom Boom.
Yes, and now though it's time to Boom Boom change.
Boom Boom change.
Over to our other Toku, Kamen Rider Gotchard.
Gotchard go.
As things really get cranked up a notch.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about episodes 26 and 27. We're mm-hmm. very much past the halfway point.
Very much.
Yeah. These are two very interesting episodes, though
I feel like some of the payoff was a little bit meh.
Oh, really?
Maybe to me, a little bit.
Okay. I thought episode 26, just going, was maybe a little superfluous.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel I needed it very much. When I watched it, I was like, oh, a lot of crazy things just happened. But also, like, what just happened?
Yeah, not that much. Some fun.
27, I think, is wild. I think it was a wild episode.
Well, I think I speak, Ichinose speaks for me when he says, that's really it.
Yeah.
When there's you know, Garion reveals his whole plan and what he's really trying to do. And Hodoro's like, really? That's it? And it's just like, this feels lame mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah. We'll get there. We'll get there. Let's talk about episode 26 first.
Yes. Yes, yes. And Kamen Rider Daddy.
Yes, Kamen Rider Daddy. The reason this feels superfluous is because we kind of like introduce a conflict in this episode and then like finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't really like go anywhere.
With the dragon?
Yeah, with the dragon. And like basically this episode reminds us that X cards exist.
Uh-huh. Which is good for us here in America because we haven't been able to watch the movie.
Right. But also, like, okay, these X cards are suddenly important. They weren't.
Suddenly.
But yeah, it's revealed that you create the door to darkness with the Kemi X cards, and the key to opening it is with the Gotchard belt.
Mm-hmm. The driver.
So basically, everyone's working at the shop so Hodoro can sleep. But he doesn't want to sleep because he feels like he's got things to do when he needs to do it.
Yeah, like helping his mom.
Like helping his mom, but symbolically saving the world.
Yes.
Sometimes
saving the world means helping your mom.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody wants to save the world. No one wants to help do the dishes. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe. You can get new dishes. You can't get a new world.
What if that's the way we save the world? Is by just doing the things that need doing.
Maybe. But yeah, so if you will remember, Iron Gotchard is a forbidden technique. And it wears Ichinose out, so everyone's trying to make sure he takes a rest.
So he can keep doing his forbidden technique.
I thought, like, how much his mom trusts him and is just cool with whatever happens is maybe a little unrealistic, but it's very sweet.
Uh-huh.
His mom is just like,
oh, go have fun with your friends.
He's like, oh, you're that tired? Well, you must really need the sleep.
Like, yeah, not like, are you sick? There. Do we need to go to the doctor?
And then, like, right after his shift, he collapses on the floor and sleeps, and she's just like, oh, so cute.
Let me get him a blanket. He can just sleep right here on the floor of the restaurant. It's fine. It's fine.
So I thought that was very cute. But while that's all going on, Garion has sent...
Lachesis.
Yeah, Lachesis after Minato.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a elaborate trap that literally everyone saw coming.
Uh-huh. We were all right there, and we called it.
That it was a test of her loyalty, and she failed because she asks Minato for help.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't trust Garion.
Weren't you supposed to, you know, win his trust so you could turn on him? And like, mm-hmm. Garion scares me, and we need to break away. We could even just run away right now. And then who mm-hmm. should be standing literally right there but her two sisters?
Yeah, Clotho and Atropo. Yeah, who are... Clotho goes to put on the Dread Driver, and little girl Atropo decides she's going to do it.
Like, no, no, this is a job for Big Sister.
Yeah, so she turns into Kamen Rider Dread full size, even though she's so tiny.
Fun size Dread. Kamen Rider Dre.
Kamen Rider Dre. Of course, with the unicorn that looks super cool. And they fight... they start fighting. Valvarod shows up. Valvarod shows up, and in the ensuing fight, Lachesis and Minato escape.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, we have no reason to fight anymore.
So see you, Valvarod.
Yeah, and then Valvarod goes and talks to his mentor, who tells him that...
There's a new Malgum on the loose.
There's a new Malgum that Grand made. It's... You can't subjugate a level 10, but apparently he can.
Said they say you can't, but watch me.
Yeah.
And then the level 10 subjugates another level 10.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's subjugating left and right.
Yeah. It's like, well, that was a useless rule.
Why couldn't they just say it's very difficult to subjugate a level 10? Yeah. No one's been able to do it in a very long time because we're all so weak.
Mm-hmm. But Garion is so strong. The Malgum looks cool. I don't have a problem with it. And they're going after the last level 10, Gaiad?
Uh-huh.
Girid? I don't know.
I think it's Gaiad, which is a play on Gaia, because it's basically their world.
Yeah, it's like a globe with all the elements as arms.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would obviously.
Be interested to see what it looked like as a form. But we get everyone showing up. Spanner goes to confront the Malgum, and then the team goes to confront the Malgum. I don't know.
It's a fight.
Yeah, it's a fight.
Things Rin go and good, things Spanner, go bad.
Huh?
Things go good, then things go bad.
Yeah, things exactly. Things go good and things go bad. The fight with the... So it starts out with Spanner and Rin fighting, and they're like, oh, they're doing well, but then they're not doing well, so Hotaro transforms into Iron Gotchard, and I really enjoy the, like, drone nature of his two arm trains.
Uh-huh.
How that he, like, as he's fighting, they kind of, like, swoop in and...
Punch.
Punch. But then for whatever reason, the dragon reveals that he's one of the first two Kemis ever made, mm-hmm. the other one being Gaiad, and thus he's stronger than all the Kemis, even the new...
All the other ex-Kemis were born from us, or made from us, or derived their power from us.
Yeah, and he's like, well, Tenliner wasn't. And Tenliner's at level 10 too, but he gets his butt kicked anyway.
He's like, you know nothing.
Yeah.
you big dummy, let me punch you in through the ground.
Yeah, he really does. He punches him through the ground.
Oh, you think you're so strong? Your little 10-liner, how about I punch you through the ground?
But then we get something that I guess I'm glad it exists, but I'm not sure why it exists.
Mm-hmm.
Fuga comes out of nowhere and reveals that he has a driver. And maybe there's something in the movie that explains why Fuga has the exact same driver as his daughter.
You know, there's no way of knowing in America.
We still don't know where that driver came from, so.
Yeah. There's a lot that is unclear to us.
But he transforms into the very cool looking, but very like, do we need this? Kamen Rider Wind.
Kamen Rider Wind, who's like a black hole dragon.
Yeah, who's like basically a black hole dragon.
Which, if you're going to be any kind of dragon, a black hole dragon's not a bad way to go.
I think this cemented for me that, because he's got the same driver as Rin.
Mm-hmm.
And his suit looks an awful lot like Rin's suit. So I think this very much cemented for me, like, just in the fighting style, like, this driver, Kamen Rider Wind, Kamen Rider Majade, are supposed to be more wizard-like riders.
Uh-huh. And yeah, I feel like you noticed that some in her fighting, too, which is like her kicks in this episode and the next episode. She's much more kick-heavy, but there's lots of, like, you know, energy trails.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't have a weapon, but she's got an arsenal of abilities, like magical abilities.
Yeah. And they've done a better job of showing that than others. I think the best they did was, I think actually last episode when he first became Iron Gotchard.
Mm-hmm.
But here they do a really good job of showing, like he's a wizard. Like, he fights with magic. Like, when you attack him, he creates a black hole. Insects uh-huh. like dodge it or something like that.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. They're like flying around the city,
mm-hmm.
beating each other up.
Yeah,
and then who should win? But Kamen Rider Wind.
Yeah, Kamen Rider Wind beats him. I hope Rin gets those two cards and becomes Kamen Rider Wind, because I'd be much more invested in her being. But she can still be a Majade, but like a Wind form.
Well, I feel like there's got to be some of that, because I don't want to get too far ahead, but especially in the next episode, well, at the end of this episode, which we're about to get to, and in the next episode, where it's like all three characters kind of have their motivations, like all three mm-hmm. of the main writers, as they're going to like fight in this big battle, you know, and Hodoro's like, for my Kimmies, I gotta, you know, rescue the Kimmies, and Spanner's like, to avenge my parents, and then Ren's just like, you know, to carry on for the next generation, basically. Mm-hmm. Where she's like the legacy, you know. She's the Kid Flash becoming the Flash.
Yes.
So she's kind of Wally West to her dad, Barry Allen.
Yeah.
No, or, you know, there's a parent-child, one of those.
Yeah. And I think I would like her to get this form. I think mm-hmm. this form is fine, I guess, as Fuga's form. I didn't need Fuga to transform into a rider. But I think it would be really cool if one of the writers I was like invested in got like some approximation of this form.
Yeah, some cool black hole powers.
Mm-hmm. And not to say like Kamen Rider Wind is a badass name. It's a really cool suit. The fight is really neat. But like, I wasn't sitting around thinking like, man, I hope Fuga becomes a writer too. I was thinking like, hey, I really like the three writers we've got. I really like their like dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's power them up.
Yeah, and it's like, if we're gonna have a new writer, could it be someone else that we are more invested in? Like, could Minato be redeemed and get something? Could Lachesis become a writer?
Yeah, and I think both of those are definitely on the table for the second half of this show.
I'm here for it.
Me too.
But he beats the dragon. Mm-hmm. Captures him in a card, subjugates him. Another one for team subjugation.
Well, I guess it's already been subjugated.
Uh-huh, re-subjugate. once you do it once.
Yeah.
It's death by inches.
And he's victorious. He's got his four cards in hand.
Then he gets stabbed through the heart.
Then he gets stabbed through the heart by a flaming sword.
I was like, oh, this is going hard.
Yes. But then, like, so it's obviously Grayon, and he takes the four cards. Now he has everything he needs to open the door to darkness. Blah, 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 I'm going to the Ouroboros realm.
Yep, Ouroboros realm.
And everyone is, like, crowding around Kamen Rider Daddy. And it just feels bad to say.
It does, but also funny to say.
It feels bad in the mouth. It's got a bad mouth feel.
Kamen Rider Daddy feels bad in the mouth.
Yes.
Exactly. You heard it here first.
Exactly. They're all crying around him and sad, and he like more dissolves than he does die.
Uh-huh. And they're like, oh, it was a alchemical version.
Yeah. He was like a dummy. I don't know if he was always a dummy or if like this is just like a piece of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Ren's like, you can't leave me again. He's like, no, we'll see each other again. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fades away and they're like, oh, it wasn't really him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it could have just been him. Like, he could have just died. Said, you all need, it's time for you all. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi's his way out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. We've already seen him die twice.
What's one more?
If he dies
one more time, he gets a free sandwich.
It's true. The Jersey Mike rules are really weird. I've never been to Jersey Mike's, I just assume.
They're a sub above, so I've heard. Hashtag not a sponsor. Hashtag could be a sponsor.
Get at us, Jersey
Mike. Dan DeVito, get on this show.
I assume this is the most anyone's ever talked about Jersey Mike's on a podcast, so.
Probably. We're gonna put that proudly on this episode. The most anyone's ever talked about Jersey Mike's on a podcast.
So, if you're going to sponsor anyone, Jersey Mike's, might as well be us.
Might as well. We'll take that sandwich money. I'd take a sandwich. Heck.
I'll take a sandwich. I hear good things. Could be good. Anyway, but that's the end of the episode. They get in. They summon Ten-Liner and get in it and go off after Greyon.
Why don't they just ride around on Ten-Liner more often?
It's a good question.
I'm like, if I was Hotaru, why wouldn't be walking to school? I'd be riding my magic train to school.
Well, but his magic train also, like, almost...
I guess if you're trying to be secret and everywhere it goes is like, steam! Steam! It's probably not the best.
Yeah, probably not.
It says, Liner!
I know, it just says your name over and over.
It's just fun to me. He speaks to me.
He speaks to you. You know, if this episode was good, I just didn't know, like, I don't know. Why did we need it?
Mm-hmm. We needed Kamen Rider Daddy.
In some ways, I'm glad that we're kind of stretching the Iron Gotchard thing out. Because mm-hmm. I think there's, like, obviously we know now that he becomes Platinum Gotchard. There's this temptation to go straight there. So I'm glad we get one more episode where he has to, like, suffer the consequences
mm-hmm.
of Iron Gotchard.
Yeah, this is your boost mark two
mm-hmm.
before you get the whatever laser.
Yeah, I feel like that was only like an episode. Maybe I'm wrong. It's been a while.
It was like a two episode thing because it was when they played the Sentoku game.
Hmm.
Which was just like a two episode when they were all like samurai and whatever.
So he, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm glad it wasn't an immediate thing. So I guess I am grateful for this episode. But where we are at the end, like we easily could have been here without doing any of this.
Uh-huh.
Like just say Greyon, like, I've got the last two tens. I've had them all this time.
Uh-huh. Instead of saying I had one, I'm going to use him to get the other. Just be like, yeah. I had him, and now I've got everything.
I just didn't know what this episode accomplished. It seemed like it was just like...
It's like, do we need some more Kimmy lore?
We need some more.
Like the two Kimmys of all creation?
Do we need to establish like one more writer that's going to be a one-off? I think people give like shows with multiple writers a hard time. People are like, it's not even special to be a Kamen Rider. I'm like, if four people in all the world are a thing, it's still pretty special. Like,
stop it. Yeah.
I know you grew up on there being one Kamen Rider that eventually gets a second. Uh-huh. Like, chill out. But at the same time, like, this one did feel just superfluous. Like... Like, unless this is going to pay off in Rin getting this, like, as her super form or something, I just don't understand why this is a thing. Like,
yeah, it's a puzzle. Wrapped in a mystery, topped with an enigma.
But that being said, I did enjoy it.
Uh-huh. And that leads us into episode 27.
Yes.
Is this episode 26 where we have... Spanner's mentor talking to Minato about kind of getting over himself?
No, that's this episode.
Or is that in the next episode? Okay.
Yeah, that's this episode that we're going into right now. Because it's kind of, it's when they see the dark cloud show up.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Right, 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 right. When he does open the door to darkness and he reveals that Kingdom Hearts is light and he gets defeated with the power of and all of that. Huh?
I said almost.
I mean, he really does get defeated with the power of friendship.
He does. But friendship with Kimmy's.
Uh-huh. Not friendship with people. That's dumb.
Yeah. So this episode is a lot better, but potentially a lot harder to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Because it really, it's one of those episodes that's just basically one fight the entire time.
Yeah. It's like they come to, it had some really good moments.
Mm-hmm.
And then some pretty cool transformations. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So they go to the world. He's like, I've got all the Kimmy's and they're going to open the door and all the tens. And it like starts to open the door. And then Hotaro and friends show up.
Yeah, because it makes the door appear, but they don't have the key yet.
And yeah, they don't have the key. It's appeared. But they're like, we're going to stop you. And so he transforms, and instead of the unicorn dread, he becomes like Oni dread.
Uh-huh.
And where Rin speaks for all of us when she says, another new form.
Yes. But like all dread forms,
this one is
freaking sick.
The jaw. Did you notice the jaw?
I didn't. I'm going to pull it up right now.
The jaw is so cool.
I'm going to pull it up right now. So this form is really cool. I like it a lot. It's also equally cool. It's also made even better when he also puts the unicorn in.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, the jaw is amazing. Oh, and it works so well with the unicorn because the unicorn horn is like in the middle. And so is the jaw is also in the middle. So it kind of makes a yin-yang kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. It's a powerful look.
It's a good look. Man, I hope the dread suit gets redeemed because it is sick.
I mean, it's still around. No spoilers.
Did we saw what happened to it at the end of this?
I think Clotho took it. Clotho and Atropo. Yeah, the two remaining sisters took it.
Man, I think this form should go to... I think this form should just be Minato's full-time.
Unicorn Oni? Unicony?
What is it called? It's called Kamen Rider Dread Type 3. Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember what that particular Kimmy is called.
It's made by Unicorn and Dione.
Mm. So, yep, Oni. I was right.
This is just it's pretty much mandated every time I talk about an episode of Gotchard now. This is just my rant about how cool the dread suit is.
It is very cool. You're not wrong.
I think this combined form, I think the dread suit is just my favorite Kamen Rider suit. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Every form it makes is cool.
Yeah. But they start fighting. I feel like we're kind of jumping around. But Hotaro's fighting against Dread, Garion. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I'm only worried about taking down Gotchard. And so he sends some amalgams after Balvarad and Majade.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're fighting them. And then the sisters go after Sabimaru and Rengi. Mm-hmm. They have a nice moment where they're like, we've felt powerless, so we've been training. And we're going to stop you. And they try to take over their minds and they reveal that they have the Tsukumpire.
Yes.
Things like, they do the Tsukum snap. And then Clotho's like, oh.
Yes. The actor who plays the Tsukumpire gets a little wink.
Uh-huh. Glad to see him back.
Yeah. And I guess they got Tsukumpire tattoos or something.
Rengi has one on her hand and Sabimaru has the Aang arrow on his forehead.
Yes, just like Tsukumpire does.
I was just like, I'm here for it. This is a fun little moment.
Thing where they turn everything into swords and launch them at them, and
yeah, it's all very cool. My favorite though is when Balvarad kicks his sword.
That's his rider kick, man. I've said this.
I love it so much. It's just like shaboom, kick the sword. Sword explodes. Gets the sword back.
I love in his like premiere episode where he like sticks the sword in the monster, then they fight a little bit more, and then he does the rider kick, like with it sticking out of him, he kicks it through him.
It's just so cool. So it seems like, oh, we've got this handled, but then he fuses the unicorn and the Oni with Dread.
And just tears them apart.
Uh-huh. He's got a big old Tetsubo and a rapier. He's got both.
It does seem like he shouldn't have both.
Yeah, I just feel like, especially with that club, you're going to get a lot more power when using two hands.
Yeah. He also kind of like throws the club in a really clumsy way, and it knocks one of them over.
It does look a bit unwieldy.
But that being said, it's still super cool. The combined form is like, it's sick.
Mm-hmm. But he kicks all their butts.
Yeah, he kicks all their butts and takes
the driver.
Takes the driver, turns it into the key to the door, and opens it.
The door is open. I said very early on that he was going to open the door.
Yep, it's true. Right. You did.
I mean, I was half right. We'll get there.
And this makes a lot of dark clouds appear in our world, and this is where we see Minato seeing the dark cloud. And
the woman's name we can never remember.
No.
Mentor woman.
Spanner mentor.
Uh-huh.
Her name, first name is Spanner, second name Mentor.
Yeah. Their middle initials S. So Spanner's Mentor.
Spanner's Mentor. She confronts Minato and tells him he's being dumb.
Uh-huh. Because he's just like, I can't stop thinking about all the people that I got killed through my decision to stand up to Garion. She's like, the point isn't to forget them.
Yeah.
Like, we mess around with memory so much that we need to honor all these things by remembering them anyway. So, like, get over yourself.
Get over it.
And so go do something.
Yeah. And then Greon's about to kill Ichinose and taunting him, saying, like, once the door fully opens, all of the Kennys are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Hopper
won. Hopper. Hopper.
That's my
Hopper.
The suffering Hopper won.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to hit him with the sword, and who should step in but Minato?
Uh-huh. With his own cool sword.
With his own cool sword. It's very funny to me that Minato, like, commends all of the students and tells them all that he, like, that, like, their voices reached him, when really it was Spanner's mentor.
Spanner's mentor.
She just kind of told you to go. I don't. What are you talking about?
Why are you lying?
I guess maybe in the sense that while he was Dread, their voices
they're what shook him out of that.
Yeah.
And then she was the final push. Perhaps.
Perhaps. But
they were doing a sword fight. Spanner goes to help. Then Rin goes to help. And I don't know how she's helping. It's like Minato and Dread or Garion are like pushing the swords together. And then Spanner comes and is like helping push his arm. But then Rin comes and it's like she's like almost like she's trying to pull Spanner and Minato apart.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what purpose she's serving. But her heart's in the right place.
Yeah, her heart's in the right place. And while they're doing
her body's not in the right place, but her heart's in the right place.
While they're doing this, now it's time for Hotaro's voice to reach the Kemis.
Mm-hmm. And does he ever have a voice to do it?
Yes. Yes. He gives his heartfelt confession of love to the Kemis.
Mm-hmm. His big yell.
Uh-huh. And Hopper 1 breaks out and evolves into Cross Hopper.
Yeah, all the 10s are like, take our... Well, the Wizard 10, because apparently the Wizard 10 can talk in words.
Yeah.
And not just in its name. And it's like, take all of our powers and save us. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes Cross Hopper.
Becomes Crosshopper, which breaks the driver out, so Ichinose turns into Iron Gotchard, uses the trains to break the rest of the Kemis out.
Mm-hmm. Cards everywhere. Everywhere.
What?
Just cards everywhere.
Yes, cards.
It's like the end of Ocean's 11, I'm telling you.
That's quite the reference, but okay.
I'm always thinking about Ocean's 11.
I guess, sure. I did not enjoy Ocean's 11 when it came out, but I've seen Ocean's 8 recently, and I liked it. even though a lot of people didn't like it, so I'm like, maybe I shouldn't.
Well, the reason they don't like it is because America sucks. We established that earlier. But Ocean's 11 is a nigh-on perfect movie, I think.
Maybe. I'll have to watch it again. I was pretty bored by it the first time.
It's very good.
That I watched it. I like the original with the Rat Pack.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I need to watch the, it's Clooney, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Clooney and Brad Pitt and Matt Damon.
Yeah, I need to watch it again. Because I just remember not enjoying it the first time.
Real shame. Real, real shame.
Mm. But anyway, he breaks the cards out and then, like, does a very complicated, to me at least, very complicated transformation sequence with Hopper 1 involving, or Crosshopper, involving him turning, so he's Crosshopper. He, like, gives him a high five and is happy to see him. Then Crosshopper turns into a card. He puts the card in his driver. He uses it, which creates a toy Hopper in his hand again.
Mm-hmm.
This time he flips a button on the back of Crosshopper and it gives Crosshopper a visor.
Yeah, at this point, I'm surprised that Hotaro doesn't fall over from his midsection being so unbalanced by the number of things that he just attaches to the front of his belt.
It's true. But yeah, and then he like takes the top off of the forbidden alchemy piece that he gets from Tenliner, takes the top off of it, puts Hopper 1 in it.
It just nestles him in there.
Yeah, nestles him in there, not unphallically. And then he uses the sides of his belt again. So it's just a lot of steps.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta put the card in. You've gotta turn Hopper 1 into a card, put the card in, get Hopper 1 again, push the button on the back, flip the visor down, take the piece off, put Hopper 1 in.
You know, I've been watching some Saber. It's not that different. Saber seat stuff is so long. And it's like, especially if you have like two or even three books, and like the voice has to like say all of the things about all of the books as they're doing and he's like swinging the stuff, and the books are spinning behind him. And it's just like, just a very long process.
I mean, it is, but that's a long transformation sequence and it goes away.
That's good, because it gets a bit tired.
It becomes saved for like new transformations.
Mm-hmm. I'm like 8 episodes in.
Yeah, you will find. Well, yeah, 8 episodes. They're still revealing most of the side people.
Mm-hmm.
You're still.
He's in. Is it Elysium?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where he goes when his sword gets sealed?
Yeah, he's going to Avalon, right?
Avalon, that's right, not Elysium. Sorry.
Yeah.
You have something
actually else. You're right near. Okay. So it must be episode 9 or 10 when the show really does start taking off a little bit. Because right after the King Arthur stuff, it gets much better. But you will find in that show that mostly they are going to transform by like just pulling their swords out and they're transformed.
That's good.
I
did really like because you had Rintaro, where he fought Zeus, who'd like killed his master and then gets beat. And then I'm like, cool, this is going to be like a motivating thing for him through the rest of the show to like a certain point. And then it's like the next episode, he hyperbolic time chambers. And then he just goes and kills him like the very next episode. And I'm like, you could do that too.
It's true. The Rintaro, I think, is the most interesting character. You will see why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Rintaro.
Yeah, I think he's the most interesting character. He's not my favorite. The Swordsmith is my favorite character.
Yeah, he seems cool. I think that the ninja one, I just think he's funny. Just because he's just so, you know, unfiltered.
It's true.
Probably on the spectrum.
I will be interested to talk to you about him when the series ends.
Okay.
I think he is one of the most interesting parts of the show. He is funny. I'm not saying interesting, good or bad. I'm just saying interesting.
That's interesting. I didn't think you were. But that's unimportant right now. There's just a complicated transformation.
Yeah.
But really, it's just sick looking.
Yeah, no. The Platinum Godard suit is very cool.
Oh, we also skipped over where Garion reveals his whole plan is just to turn everything into gold.
Yeah. He wants
to live in his golden world. And then Hodor's like, that's it? Really?
Well, I think it's like
he didn't say it like that. He was like, "Really? That's what you want? Is this terrible thing?" But to me, it was just like very underwhelming.
His whole thing is like, the world is trash. What alchemists do is turn trash into gold. So I'm going to turn the world into gold, except for like select people that he deems worthy.
Mm-hmm. It was like a little underwhelming.
Yes, it is for sure. But I don't know what his plan could have been.
No, I don't really know either. But then it gets interesting at the end, but we'll get there. Mm-hmm. But then we see just like the ultimate like display of everything that's been building up for the past 26 episodes.
It really is.
Of, like when he gets all the different chemis and he like uses them all in tandem rather than like transforming, he's just like transmuting parts of them.
Yeah.
All these moves. And it's just like very cool.
Yeah, Platinum Gogchard seems to have the ability to like use the Kemi's moves in his limbs. Mm-hmm. So like his right arm is Wrestler G, so it's really strong. His left arm is the spikes of
Sabo Needle.
Sabo Needle, yeah. And then like he does UFO and T-Rex, and he uses UFO to like fly around in spinning, and he uses T-Rex like jaw to kick.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a cool way to do it. I'm just curious how it's gonna go. He creates like a web rope and then electrocutes Garion through it.
It's very fun, but I'm just like, is this kind of the end of all of our other transmutations? Is this like the status quo going forward?
Well, yeah, I think this is gonna be I think this is a mid-season form for sure. I think, as weird as it is, because in Geats it was in episode 10, I think this is the end of our first big arc. Like, I know, like, there's been, like, a bunch of mini arcs that mm-hmm. people have named, but, like, I think this is the end of, like, the arc we established.
Yeah, and now it's like, what's the future hold?
Yeah, what's the future hold? And there's plenty of threads dangling. I mean, obviously, Rayon is going to come back stronger, fused with that thing.
Uh-huh.
I guess we should say, before they can finish Grayon off, a hand comes out of the Door of Darkness, grabs him, and pulls him in.
Big golden black spiky hand.
Yeah, a big golden black.
He says, El Dorado. And then
Clotho and Atropo retreat, regaining the Dread Driver. But yeah, so I wouldn't even be super surprised if there was some kind of time jump. I didn't watch the next time on, so maybe that's already been answered for me. But I wouldn't be super surprised if there was some kind of time jump or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like the time to do it, if you're going to.
Yeah. Just like skip things forward a little bit.
Just because like we are at the end of the arc, but there's still plenty dangling. Like Grant is still out there. Clotho and Atropo are still out there. We got to know what Lachesis is going to do. Is she on the good guy side? Is she not?
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, at the very beginning, you know, they're like the 101 Kemis or whatever. But it's like they needed them to open the door. But it's like they opened the door using them, but then they got all of them. And mm-hmm. they have all the tens and they have all the stuff. And so it's like, where else can it go?
Yeah.
Just it feels wide open.
Yeah, it definitely feels wide open. They're going to have to introduce like new plot elements for sure, because we're not going after the Kemis anymore. We've got them. Maybe we don't have all of them, I don't know, but we have most of them.
Yes, it almost like we're getting the world, you know, the Alchemy Academy's destroyed. It's time to like rebuild it. And as the new status quo, like Kemis are okay with people. Like we're changing the rules and kind of like implementing them within society. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. But I feel like this is pretty much akin to the end of the first Desire Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, oh, okay, it's over. We did it.
And then you're like, oh.
Oh,
everything I thought was just not right. And then you finish the second Desire Grand Prix and you're like, oh, no. Oh. It's even more not that.
So I think Platinum Gogchard is going to be like pretty much the default going forward. But it won't be the final form.
No, because that's like last episode stuff.
Yeah, well.
Or last few episodes.
Probably.
It's just the way we're going with it.
30
if it, if it was going the way that Kuga did, it's like the last 2 minutes of the last episode.
Yes, that's true. I've heard that.
And you don't even really get a good look at it.
Yeah, which I do enjoy. Most of the time they get their final form like with like eight or nine episodes to go.
Mm-hmm. So you can really enjoy it
for a few episodes, like mastering their final form.
Yeah, I mean, so, Mark 9 is super cool.
Mark 9 is super cool. Yeah, and he gets that in like 39 or something, right?
Yeah, he gets it quite a bit.
Yeah, because I feel like for the last third of that show, he's in Mark 9.
It's not third. It's less than that.
Sure.
Maybe fifth.
But it's a lot.
It is. A good chunk. But that's it. Yeah. At this point for Gotchard, it's been a good ride so far. I feel like this middle, like the first 12 or whatever, you know, we're like, okay, made a little better by the next set of episodes. But it's like now we're through that set of episodes and I'm just curious what's next.
Yeah, yeah. I think Gotchard started out weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm liking where we've ended up. I'm enjoying where I think the ride was really worth it. If it ended here, I think we could say it was a great season.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not Geets, but still really, really good. There's only been two or three episodes that I've thought, why are we doing this?
And sometimes it's a big question.
So, I don't know. I enjoy it. I've enjoyed it so far. If I was going to rate it, I'd give it a solid 8 out of 10.
I think I would agree. I'm having a good time. Other than the two shows where I've watched the entire thing, this is the most I've watched of a season. Yeah. I've watched about 20-ish of Wizard and then about 8 of Saber. And I think that's it. And I watched, you know, Shinobi doesn't really count.
Yeah, you've watched 100% of Shinobi.
100%. I 100%ed it. I speed ran that one.
Which, like, you know, it means something, but yeah, really enjoying Gotchard. I'm looking forward to finishing it with all of you out there. We're more than halfway through now.
It's ripe with anticipation.
You know, send us some messages on Instagram. Tell us what you think about Gotchard.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts. I also just want to make a request. If you're enjoying the show, you're listening, liking what you hear, if you could just leave us a review on your service of choice, if it allows you to do that, and tell a friend. This has been a big month for us of March. And so we just like to keep growing and have more people listen. And yeah, who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
We record these episodes very sleepy. And I think that's a good energy to bring.
Mm-hmm. You know, high energy episode, low energy host.
Yeah. And we're going to continue to talk to you about all of the toku that we're consuming. I don't see us kind of cooling on Boom Boonger anytime soon. I don't think we're going to be in depth about it unless we feel like we need to be. But So far, it's so positive and so great.
Yeah. Can't really see anything else. There was like a light in my window.
Oh.
That I was like, huh? Is it the creepy janitor from Boy Meets World?
One of these days. One of them.
No, it better not ever be. I'll die.
But yeah, so it's going to be, as long as Boom Boonger keeps up this quality, I mean, there's going to be positivity. We'll nail Gotchard to the wall if it blows the back half.
Yeah. We're not handling it. I don't feel like we've been like super generous.
No.
And been like overlooking its flaws.
No. And at the end of the day, I'm always excited to return to this world. It's so fun.
It is fun.
It's
Persona meets Pokemon.
It is kind of Persona meets Pokemon. You're meets right.
Kamen Rider.
Meets Kamen Rider. So, yeah, we're going to keep on plugging away at these shows. And if you know, I'm just going to say it, even if you're not enjoying, but you respect two guys who just take some time out of their week to hang out with each other and talk about Kamen Rider, give us 5 stars anyway.
Yeah, do it. I dare you.
But yeah, give us a review. You can reach out to us on Instagram. We're just not where the Nazis are right now. So,
Henshin.fever.
Uh-huh.
Just if you didn't know.
Yeah. I was just saying, so that's why we're not on Twitter.
Oh, yes. I'm just reminding him where we are on Instagram.
Yeah, at henshin.fever. And yeah, let's grow this community, a community of Toku fans of all stripes.
Mm-hmm.
We are two newer Toku fans. Let's keep going.
Just keep
four more years.
Four more years. Four more years. Oh dear.
Yeah, I think that's all I got.
That's it. Me too. So just reminding you from all of us here at Henshin Fever, don't change for anyone. Change for yourself. Henshin. I tried to do a little girl Henshin. It didn't work.
Henshin.